Welcome to the Crypto Daily Brief, your source for the latest updates, market trends, and key insights in the world of cryptocurrency. I'm your host, AI Michelle, and this is a Magic Pod production by Podcast AI. Here are our top stories today. First, the cryptocurrency market is experiencing significant liquidations, as reported by Binance. Second, 5,000 United States banks have been cleared for cryptocurrency activities, unlocking new potentials in digital assets, according to Bitcoin.com News. Third, Bitcoin is nearing $81,000, while XRP and ADA are sliding as traders brace for a tariff war ahead, as reported by CoinDesk. Fourth, Panama has unveiled a new cryptocurrency regulation bill, according to Crowdfund Insider. Let's dive into our first story. Binance has reported significant liquidations in the cryptocurrency market. This is a huge deal because liquidations can lead to massive price swings, affecting traders' positions and market stability. These liquidations often happen when leveraged positions are forcefully closed, which can trigger a cascade of selling. It's crucial for traders to keep an eye on their leverage and maintain enough margin to avoid being liquidated, especially in a volatile market like crypto. Now, let's talk about a major shift in the financial landscape. According to Bitcoin.com News, 5,000 United States banks have been cleared for cryptocurrency activities. This is a huge development for the crypto world. Imagine walking into your local bank and being able to buy Bitcoin or Ethereum just like you would open a savings account. That's the kind of access we're talking about here. So, what does this mean for the average Joe? Well, it opens up a whole new level of accessibility to digital assets. Folks who were maybe on the fence about jumping into crypto might feel more comfortable now that their trusted neighborhood bank is in on it. Plus, it could lead to a big increase in adoption as more people start to see crypto as a legitimate financial tool rather than just an online trend. For the crypto market, this could mean more stability. With traditional banks offering crypto services, we might see more regulatory oversight, which can help reduce the wild volatility we have come to expect in this space. And for those already trading or holding, it might mean more options for managing your assets within the traditional banking system. It's also a sign that regulators are getting more comfortable with digital assets. By approving these banks, they're essentially giving a nod to the legitimacy of cryptocurrencies, which could encourage other financial institutions to follow suit. This is definitely a space to watch, as it could lead to more innovations and opportunities in the crypto world. All right, let's dig into what's happening with Bitcoin and Ethereum right now. Bitcoin is flirting with the $81,000 mark, and it's been a bit of a roller coaster. Over the weekend, it took a dip to just over $81,500 during the Asian morning hours. This kind of movement is largely due to traders being on edge about new tariffs that President Donald Trump is expected to announce on April 2nd. These tariffs could shake up the markets globally, and that's got everyone a bit jittery. Meanwhile, Ethereum is also feeling the heat, along with other major tokens like XRP, Cardano's ADA, Solana's SOL, and Dogecoin. They're all experiencing losses, with XRP and ADA leading the pack with a 5% drop in the last 24 hours. The anticipation of these tariffs is causing a lot of uncertainty, and that's reflected in the crypto markets. Now, let's talk about altcoins. While the big players are taking a hit, there are still some altcoins worth keeping an eye on. Although the market is a bit shaky, it's always good to watch for any altcoin that's gaining traction due to unique features or strong community support. Just remember, in these volatile times, it's crucial to do your own research before diving in. On the regulation front, there aren't any major new laws this week, but the ongoing talks about tariffs are definitely something to watch. It's a good reminder of how global politics can impact the crypto world. If these tariffs come into play, we might see more regulation discussions crop up as countries react to economic shifts. Are you looking for more daily briefs? Or have an idea for a new one? Head over to podcastai.com/daily-brief for more. In terms of tech updates, Ethereum's network upgrades are always a point of interest. They're constantly working on making transactions faster and fees lower, which is a big deal for folks who use Ethereum for various applications. Keeping an eye on these upgrades can give you an edge when trading or holding Ethereum. For those into decentralized finance or DeFi, there's always something brewing. Right now, there are a lot of DeFi platforms offering interesting yield opportunities. It's a good idea to stay updated on which platforms are offering the best returns and how they're managing risk. Over in the NFT and metaverse space, there's always some buzz. New projects are launching all the time, and while not every project will be a hit, some are definitely making waves. If you're into NFTs, keep an eye out for any collaborations or announcements that could signal a shift in the market. Safety first, folks. With all the excitement in crypto, scams are unfortunately a part of the landscape. Always double-check the legitimacy of projects and platforms and use secure wallets to protect your assets. It's better to be safe than sorry. We're seeing more big money pouring into crypto, with some major companies and funds joining the scene. When the big players start buying in, it's usually a good sign that confidence in the market is growing. It can also lead to more stability as these entities bring in capital and resources. Finally, let's touch on meme coins. They're still a thing, and sometimes they can cause quite a stir. If someone like Elon Musk tweets about a meme coin, you can bet it'll impact prices. Just remember, these coins are super volatile, so tread carefully. Here's a quick tip for traders. Always keep an eye on the news. Tariff talks, economic announcements, and even social media buzz can all affect crypto prices. Staying informed will help you make better trading decisions. In some exciting news from Central America, Panama is making waves with a new draft bill set to regulate cryptocurrencies and establish a legal framework for blockchain-based services. This is part of Panama's ambitious plan to become a fintech powerhouse in Latin America. The proposed legislation is a big deal because it recognizes cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, Ethereum, and stablecoins as valid payment methods. This means you could soon be using your digital assets to pay for goods, services, and settle debts in Panama. Imagine the convenience of using Bitcoin to grab a coffee or pay your rent. The bill also outlines some important rules for virtual asset service providers, like exchanges and wallets. They'll need to register with Panama's Financial Analysis Unit and adhere to Know Your Customer and anti-money laundering regulations. This is all about ensuring that the crypto market is safe and transparent for everyone involved. And there's more to this bill than just financial regulation. It's also promoting the use of blockchain technology in public administration. We're talking about digital identity systems and tokenized securities that could make government services more efficient and transparent. It's a forward-thinking move that could really put Panama on the map as a hub for blockchain innovation. Lawmakers are optimistic that these changes will attract blockchain startups and fintech firms to Panama. They're following in the footsteps of countries like El Salvador, which made Bitcoin legal tender in 2021, and Argentina, where digital asset adoption is growing due to economic challenges. The draft bill is set to go through parliamentary discussions in the coming weeks. If it passes, Panama could solidify its position as a leader in financial technology and blockchain innovation in the region. It's an exciting time for Panama and for anyone interested in the future of digital finance.